All right, I think we're recording. This is the Obvious Brothers. I'm Obvious Steve, and he's...
Obvious John.
Here we are. So, John, we have to start with this deep philosophical question.
Okay.
Is this live?
I mean, isn't it always live?
Isn't it always live?
But we are on location together, so I guess technically it would be live on location.
Live on location.
Yeah.
Live on location from John's office in Houston, his home office, I should say, in Houston, so that the when his boss listens, he doesn't.
Right.
I don't know that it helps with your boss.
They don't listen.
No. I should send him the link though.
Yeah, it would be good. He'd be very entertaining.
He would be sending you Jimmy.
Yes.
Frequently, yeah, Jimmy. Because Jimmy's been a thing this morning already.
Right.
Right. All right, John. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's almost St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
Yeah. So I got a couple classics for you, John.
All right.
All right. So an Irishman stumbles out of the pub one morning, stumbles down to the beach, trips and falls, and he happens to trip over a mound, and he kind of rubs it a little bit. Leprechaun pops out. Says, ah, you brought me back. You got me 3 wishes then, laddie. And he goes, wow, I can have anything I want? And he says, yeah, whatever you want. He says, man, I don't know. I could use another drink. And so, pop, there's a pint right in his hand. He drinks it right down and sits there a minute, fills right back up. And he says, what is that? And the leprechaun says, it's a never-ending pint. And the guy says, okay, I'll have 2 more of those.
Well, at least it's not the one that ends with, and you believe in leprechauns?
Yeah, no, I haven't told that one yet, laddie.
What? Why was the Mexican taking medication?
I don't know.
For his panic attacks. Hispanic attacks.
Oh. Okay. I don't think you enunciated it the first time.
Yeah.
You got to get that Hispanic in there.
Hispanic attack.
Oh, that's good. We've now moved from priest and lesbians to racist jokes.
Speaking of which, you know why Chinese kids don't believe in Santa?
Good Lord, no.
Because they're the ones making the toys.
I did not see that coming. That's good. Yeah, a little too true.
Yeah,
it's a little too close to home.
A little too real.
So okay. So let's talk about life, John.
Yeah.
There's a basketball game in town here tomorrow. So what's our over under number?
We said we wanted to keep it under 100 each.
Okay, keep it under 100, huh?
Yeah.
So have you looked this morning?
No.
No. Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Is it under 100?
No.
Did it go up from yesterday?
Maybe a couple dollars, but still hanging around 150. Yeah. So, for those of you who want the background here, Kansas is here in Houston playing the Cougs in the final regular season Big 12 game for both of them. And since we're here, we kind of wanted to see the big game. And the price has been, well, it was in the 270s earlier in the week, but it's now dropped to... And not quite affordable for us, 150-ish. It was 143 for SRO yesterday on the plane, But anyway, we will see what it is tomorrow morning, right, John?
Yeah, we might want to see. What time is the game?
3.
3 o'clock?
Yeah.
Check tickets at about noon tomorrow.
The Hispanic attacks will be ticking.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are usually, like, I've seen some, like, what do they call them? Like, hot buys. Like, I'm looking on Game Time, and the cheapest I can see on Game Time right now is $196, but they call them, like, hot buys when it's, like, right before the event or whatever. Then,
yeah.
You know, because it's obviously if you don't get rid of the ticket. Yeah.
Kind of like plane tickets.
Yes.
Right. Do you have plane tickets yet?
For which trip? I don't have them for London yet, and they keep going down. I think I'm
playing. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
We'll see how much longer I want to play this game. But I'm thinking I might pull the trigger here by the end of next week.
Oh, okay. That's good. So have you started looking at the EPL standings yet?
I did.
Did you?
Matter of fact,
yeah.
This is going to, you won't believe me, but I watched a little bit of the Man City game yesterday that was on TV.
Man City was on yesterday?
It was on Fox, of all things.
Man City, what was it, a Champions League game? I was unaware.
No, it was EPL.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, who, whatever it was.
Who were they playing?
I know you're going to ask me that. I'm trying to see. They show me every single score in the world on
there. Yeah, they will. Yeah. It's like a, you know, it's a game that's played all over the world and very popular.
Is it?
Did you hear that? Yeah. Hmm. Just thought I'd help you with that. Yeah. So I was unaware Man City was playing. Because they already won the FA Cup. And they were...
But they were talking about something about the quarterfinals start.
It must be Champions League. Were they in Manchester or were they elsewhere?
They were elsewhere.
Yeah.
Is it the CONCACAF Champions Cup? Is that what it is?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it was Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay.
There it was. FC. It was the UEFA Champions League. It was Man City at FC Copenhagen. Smoked them pretty handily.
So they were in Copenhagen.
They were in Copenhagen.
Wow. I'd like to go to Copenhagen. Didn't go 2 years ago. I'm still pouting.
Where's that at?
Copenhagen?
Yeah.
The capital of Denmark.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Yeah. So John just failed his geography.
My geography is terrible.
His geography quiz for the day. So you're keeping up on your EPL. So are you watching all the Chelsea matches for your never son-in-law? I don't know what to call him.
That would be funny if he actually listened.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always funny. I never know what to call him too. Sometimes I call him my daughter's boyfriend. Sometimes I call him like her fiance because he basically kind of is. So, but nonetheless,
not Chelsea.
No, I'm not watching Chelsea.
Not for him. Are you watching Everton for Josh and praying?
No.
No. You're watching Arsenal for me?
No.
Okay. You're watching Man City because you want to watch the Cowboys of the EPL?
No, I just happened to turn it on and it was on.
Were they wearing their light blue uniforms?
Okay. Yes, I think so.
This is a fascinating conversation.
You're an Arsenal fan, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're in the top three.
Well, I'm aware of the table. Yes.
So you're in the Champions League.
Well, would be next year. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we were this year and lost. No, I don't know that they've lost.
So I don't understand. So explain this to me. It says positions 1, 2, 3, and 4, they advance to the Champions League?
They get to play.
They get to play in the Champions
League. Top four in all the major leagues are put into a pool and play an in-season tournament.
And then the fifth position goes to the Europa League.
I thought fifth and sixth. But
it just says fifth.
Okay, yeah, fifth, yeah.
So then sixth through 17th, what do? They don't get to go anywhere. And then 18th through 20th gets relegated down to what league?
I think it's called the English League, first league. Yeah. And of course that means three teams come up.
So would it be the English League Championship?
Might be, yeah. Is there a table? So for those of you at home, Josh, our friend Josh, is an Everton fan, and I'll have to dig deep to remember why, but he's an Everton fan, and Everton is in trouble this year because they cheated, and I'll use air quotes. They got in trouble for cheating and got 10 points taken away from this season's total. They ended up, what do you call it? They appealed and they reduced it to just a 6-point deduction, but they're hanging close to relegation territory.
They are currently in 16th.
Right. But I think there's a couple points between them and 17th.
Interesting. Yeah, it has to be the English League Championship. First and second get an automatic promotion. Third, fourth, fifth, and sixth play in promotion playoffs.
Ah.
And then
who's first and second?
Leicester City and Ipswich Town.
Really?
Is it Leicester or Leicester?
Leicester.
Leicester?
Yes.
So neither?
Neither, right? Leicester. One of my flatmates when I was in Aberdeen was from Leicester.
Very cool.
Yeah. So where's Leeds?
Leeds is third.
Uh-huh.
So they would be in the playoff between Leeds, Southampton, West Bromwich Albion, and Hull City.
Yeah, Hull City. Yeah. There's probably a joke there.
Mm-hmm.
So this is us rambling for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I just heard everybody shut off their phones.
Yeah. So anyway, it is a tight race at the top in the EPL, and we are still wondering what we're going to do on the last Sunday, if we're going to go see a match, and if we're going to go see something significant, or we're going to go see Chelsea play.
Again, it would be hilarious.
If you listen. Yeah. I can make that dig. Hey, I'm our usual thing. Well, let's start with TV. Since you claimed last night you don't watch any TV and then rattled off the 17 series that you watched in the last week, including a couple that you might have been watching, were accused of watching in here during the day.
I watch my...
I don't think you really want to admit this on
what, my guilty pleasure is?
On tape.
Love on the Spectrum?
That your guilty pleasure is Love on the Spectrum during work hours is probably not an admission that Josh would want you to be making.
I'm a good...
As a labor relations representative, Josh would probably not want you.
I'm a very good multitasker. I can listen and work at the same time.
All right. I'm not going to call bullshit on that, but we'll push on. Okay, so what have you watched this week that you're going to tell us about?
Linus and I started something on Monday. What was that?
We don't know. By the way, Linissa, who is his wife, watched Mr. and Mrs. Smith on her own, it seems, and still holds some butthurt over the fact that she had to.
Yes. It's an older show.
And for those of you who listen, and two of you will know this, the count is now three dicks. So... And she left before I got up this morning, so she could not add to the count.
No.
But she'll be home here in an hour or so, and I suspect it won't be long before the count rises.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, you don't remember. So, in the week since you were telling me about this and, you know, brain damage and all that sort of thing, you were talking about The Tourist, and I did not realize that we had been watching it. And then I'm like, oh, is that what that's called?
Yeah.
Right.
And so, Sean said they just started it, right?
Yeah. I wasn't supposed to tell about the dead guy underground because he hadn't gotten to the episode where he actually found him dead yet. So, but it's not whatever the guy's name is fault. That's right. Do we know? We don't know his name yet, do we?
I know his name. I don't know if you know his
You're
name.
You're in season two. Don't be doing... No, I don't know his name yet. No. But shit happens to the poor guy.
Yeah. Wait till the last couple
no,
episodes.
No, shit happens to the poor guy. And then his girlfriend has like 5 different passports. And of course, he's like a dumbass, John. It's like, why would anybody want 5 different passports and 5 different names? And it's like, And the policewoman just shakes her head at him like, yeah, you're a clueless motherfucker. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, The Tourist, which is, I will repeat for those of you who missed it, this is not put out by the Australian Tourism Bureau.
What,
because you do not want to go to Australia after watching this show.
No.
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 It does not look nice.
It looks very dusty.
It does. Very dry. Very dusty. Not a lot of terrain that makes you go, ooh, that's beautiful. Let's go there.
What a perfect
place. And they keep saying, you don't want to drive at night because a roo will jump in your way.
Yeah, because the roo crossing.
Roos will cross the road.
They'll jump right into the headlights, it says.
Yeah. So there you go. So what did you start watching?
I can't remember.
Hmm. So we tried to watch Regime, which is the new thing on HBO. With Kate Winslet, that I think is supposed to be their Sunday night thing that replaced True Detective. Oh. And we did not, it did not cook us with the opening episode.
I haven't watched this week's episode of Shogun yet, but that is, I mean, I'm telling you, if you've got Hulu or if you don't, you can catch it on FX. That show is really, really good.
Okay, so... geographically speaking, do you have any idea where they're at?
Japan. I don't know exactly where in Japan. Well, I know that they did go to Osaka, so that's where one of the main castles are. So they are in Osaka currently at this point.
That was good. That was a pretty, pretty good answer. Okay, so Kansas-Houston tomorrow.
Kansas-Houston. Big game.
10 points on Ken Palm.
Who? Houston?
Of course. Okay, so have you been smoking something or drinking? Did you do shots this morning during your meeting or what? Yeah. In what world would Kansas be 10-point favorites this year?
They wouldn't.
In Houston?
I just was curious. It seemed a little...
just trying to...
I think that number is a little... I think that's too big.
Too big. Okay. At home, senior day. You don't think they're going double digital?
I don't.
No.
No. Yeah. So if we haven't discussed this before in public, John has ADHD bad. So he's sitting here watching two other screens while talking to me, which makes me wonder what he does in weeks when I'm not here. But that's okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at the lineup for tomorrow. I'm trying to see what other game is real spicy. And you got the Kentucky-Tennessee game.
Kentucky-Tennessee by 9, according to Ken. Who is not Jerry's brother, based on last week's discussion. Yeah.
No. Yeah, I just don't know. That's just a lot of points for two ranked teams.
Yeah. And if you're looking, what's the over-under?
I mean, they don't show that shit yet, which is annoying.
Yeah. So what should the over-under be?
That is a really good question.
I think the first game was 92-86 or something in Lexington.
Yeah, I mean, Kentucky scores almost 90.
Yeah.
Tennessee only scores 80. Kentucky gives up 80.
Plus.
No, 79.1.
Wow.
Tennessee only gives up 67.
Right.
So I'm going to say 85 to, I'm going to say the over-under should be one right around the 161 range.
Okay. So we'll have Sean check that for us tomorrow since we're in Texas and can't legally do much of anything. So everybody has a stiffy for the evening game, of course, North Carolina Duke. I guess Duke can get a share of the ACC by beating them. Remember, North Carolina beat them fairly handily last month in their place. Or I don't remember. Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
4.
Home team by 4?
Yeah.
Yeah. You I'll like, take the Dukies on that. I'll lay that 4. Dukies.
Okay. So how are you going to feel about Duke ending up with a 1 seed in the tournament?
I don't think it's going to happen. You mean in the ACC tournament? You're talking about the NCAA tournament? Nah, I don't think it's going to happen.
No? Okay.
I don't know.
They beat North Carolina tomorrow night. They will jump them. Possibly. course, they have to have the ACC tournament results to really know for sure, but they're ahead of them. Kentucky beats Tennessee tomorrow, and they probably are ahead of them. Yeah, who's that leave? That leaves Arizona.
Yeah, who play...
nobody who should beat them
right
for ever.
Correct.
Right. But Arizona has been known to use the phrase, you've heard, shit the bed.
Yes.
And so if they shit the bed, Duke's the number one seed and goes out west.
Okay. I mean, that's a lot of ifs.
I know. I just heard somebody speculate on this because everybody hates Duke except for Duke fans.
Right.
Right. Everybody hates Duke.
Did you see Theo Pinson's comments about North Carolina? So he was, I forget who else was in there. It was another UNC guy.
Yeah.
And they were talking about, yeah, of course, we've got a rivalry with Duke, and we don't like Duke, and this, that, and the other thing. But he just went off on NC State.
All right.
We fucking hate NC State. And he just hammered them for posers. Like...
Posers,
you know, they're... And unfortunately, it made me laugh, even though it hurt a little bit. He's like, they're the Dallas Cowboys of Dallas Cowboys. You know, they always think this is our year, and we go, and he goes, I wanted to beat them by 50 every time we played them. So... Oh. Just made me think of that because you said everybody hates Duke, and you know the Duke North Carolina rivalry is big. But he's like, I hated NC State way more.
Yeah, well, I can imagine that as a local involved in a rivalry. That there would be reasons to hate the team down the road that always thinks it's good and hasn't been since Jimmy B was there.
Correct.
Right. So here's a big game in the Big Ten on Sunday. Illinois goes to Iowa, and Illinois is favored by 3, according to Ken. Or Kim Palm says they will win by 3. It's not really a favorite thing. But.
Iowa's kind of, they've slipped up a little here recently.
Have they?
They lost by 10 to Illinois, at Illinois.
Right, 2 games ago.
Yep. I mean, that. I guess that Northwestern game was a pretty good win at right. Northwestern.
Right. They've done well. They put themselves where they are now, bubblicious.
Mm-hmm. I think they were one of the first 4 in, weren't they? Or last 4 in, I meant.
First 4 out, last I saw.
Okay.
But they win this game.
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
They win this game?
It's a really tight matchup.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I gotta go.
Yeah,
I don't know. Illinois losing 2 in a row, yeah. Boy, that would really hurt them. I think they've got to get up for this game, even though they're 2 road games. They got beat it.
They got beat at home. Purdue beat them in Champaign on Tuesday night. Thank you.
Yes. Champagne Urbana.
Yes. So, are we telling the Karen story about that game? Did you like the Karen story?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. So we're watching the game. Karen is very chill, down 6 at halftime. It's like, I'm okay. You know, they're like 11th in the country, on the road. We don't really need this game. They do. It's their senior night, blah, blah, blah. I'm chill with it. Well, Peacock does their halftime show, and I don't know who the guy was, but one of the guys says, Illinois is the better team, and they're going to end up winning this game. And she went off. I mean, she went cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs in the living room. And it was like, beat their ass! And it was, from then on, you should have heard her double clapping all the way through the second half. And, of course, opened the second half with tied the game up pretty early. And then we're up 6 and then gave up 6 straight points and then ended up winning by 6. So she was so... And so she was wanting to know his name so she could write and say, see that? See that? So
just eat a satchel of Richards.
Exactly. Probably would be just the way your sister would say it, too. Yep. Right? A satchel of Richards. Yes. Yeah. So, yes. Yeah, so all it takes is one announcer to get her in.
Right.
Go from la-di-da to, oh, kick her ass. Yeah. So, Yeah, Illinois got beat at home. Now they have to go to Iowa against maybe the hottest team in the Big Ten. Yeah, good game on Sunday. Yeah. All right.
I don't think I can take Iowa.
You don't think you can take Iowa? I don't think Iowa's the better team, but...
Yeah, they're definitely not the better team.
Right, but you just never know, right?
The home court definitely helps.
And I want you to know, we talked about this last week, fucking home court officiating, man, it's just brutal. It's like, man, and you know, we haven't talked about this because you don't watch games, but I'm going to tell you this, okay? I'm sick of the bullshit where they stop play and look to see if there's a flagrant one or not. When it hasn't been called during the play, but somebody might have got their elbow up too high, and all of a sudden it's a play. And we were watching a Texas somebody game this week. Were they at Baylor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Cunningham, who I guess is a bit of a prick. Okay. So he gets called for his fifth foul on a moving. He blows up a moving pick, all right, and just blasts the guy, right?
Yeah.
For his fifth foul. The guy's moving. I'm like, that's not on Cunningham. The guy moves in front of him,
right?
You know? But they called on Cunningham. Then they stopped play and reviewed it and ended up giving Cunningham a flagrant one.
Holy shit.
On his fifth foul. And the announcer said, this is just because it's Brock Cunningham. He said, nobody else in the league. They would bother, but he's got the reputation, and you know, he blew the guy. I mean, he took Yeah.
You're talking about the one where he hip checked him going out of bounds, or is that the one he got ejected out of?
No, this was just a spit foul in the game.
Did you see the one where he smoked that dude going out of bounds?
No.
Oh yeah, that one was definitely, he got ejected for that one. That one was pretty rough.
Yeah.
Rough foul.
Yeah. But I can't, why, I hate the fact they stopped the game as much as they did. Yeah, a lot of stop, the review and back and forth. I mean, anymore, you know, out of bounds play in the last 2 minutes, everyone, they stop and look and see if somebody's pinky nail body might have grazed it. And
try to check the rotation
of the ball. Yes, yeah, all that
gets, it gets pretty mundane. The last 2 minutes of a game can take 20 minutes of real lifetime. So.
Right. And then you never know who's getting a flagrant. Of course, I have Zach Edey on my team, and his elbows are at everybody's head level.
Right.
Constantly. So it's like every time they stop play, I go, no, don't let them review it. They'll think Zach tried to kill him. You know? So,
it's,
yeah.
And it just is so silly because I know the end of game possessions are important possessions, and so are the end of half possessions, but they just, I don't understand why they spend so much focus on that time, you know, getting the point, adding the 0.2 seconds to the clock.
Right.
I mean, you've wasted probably 3 minutes of clock time throughout the entire game, but these last 30 seconds, we got to get it down to the exact point, tenth of whatever.
Right. Yeah, that's the other thing. They're looking and let's make sure there's a tenth of a
second. They do the same thing in the NFL, too, and it just is like,
yeah,
you know, I understand the final 2 minutes is an important part of, you know, a half or a game or whatever, but at the same time, there's been so much time that you've not paid attention to throughout the entire game. I mean, I just wish they would do it almost like, and the one thing that soccer does right is they just kind of like, let's add 5 minutes of stoppage time.
Right.
And then we'll call it good. Well, so for the only thing that creates...
They also don't stop the game unless somebody's reviewed it and said it's worth looking at.
Yeah.
They don't just look and say, oh, never mind, that was what we called it.
Right.
Yeah, so... Well, yeah, that whole thing, the flagrant.
It was a good rant.
Yeah, good rant.
We're both in agreeance.
Yeah. There you go, working one in.
Yep.
Well done. So, Patty. Patty had a favorite dog. His name was Bunker. Yeah. And Bunker disappeared. Been gone for a week. Patty can't find Bunker. So, Patty's wife is a pretty bright woman. She says, you know, you ought to put an ad in the paper. Yeah. Patty said, that's a good idea. So goes down, she says, well, did you do it? And he says, yeah, I put that in the paper. So I wait 3-4 days later, and there's nobody says anything about the dog. He says, I guess the ad didn't work. And he says, well, what did you put in the ad? And he said, come home, Bunker.
Here, boy.
Here, boy.
Yeah. That's a good
here, boy.
I guess it doesn't subscribe to the paper, I guess.
Well, doesn't see the free copy that the rest of us get to see. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Here, boy. Yeah.
Yeah, that one's...
Come on. Yeah. You saw that one, huh?
Yeah, I did.
I shared that one. Yeah. Yeah. It's a good one. Yeah.
It is pretty good.
Pretty good, Patty. Yeah. So... Here is our deep thoughts, our hot takes for the week. We're about to go into conference championship week. And if we had accounts that we could bet on, So let's run through the Power Six conferences and give me one that's at least one that's juicy that we ought to have Sean putting his money on. You know, not Purdue, not Connecticut, not Houston. Not Arizona, not, what are the other leagues? Oh, Duke or North Carolina is not going to make any money. I lost track of leagues here. Who am I missing? SEC, yeah. SEC could be a little juicy because there are like a handful of teams could really win it.
Yeah, I don't see like Virginia upsetting Duke or North Carolina.
Yeah. So while you're sitting there pondering, I'll tell you what I heard, because I heard two takes on the Big Ten.
So what about, well, let's talk about the Big 12 for a quick second.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got five ranked teams.
Yeah.
Houston, Iowa State, Baylor, Kansas, BYU.
Yeah.
I mean, you get hot the right moment. You know, maybe the Baylor Bears pull that out,
yeah,
which I think would be profitable.
Yeah. I wonder if I can look at my phone and get the odds off FanDuel.
Yeah, you would have to, because I don't even have, obviously, since I live here, I don't even have any of those apps.
Right.
What about, let's check ESPN Bet.
Yeah.
I wonder if I can look at lines without
having an account. Yeah, so anyway, I was listening. We're going to go back to the Big 12. I was listening. This was their hot take on the Big 10. Ohio State, who's been hot, won 4 out of 5 since they put the new guy in, beat Michigan State, beat Purdue, and needs a run, maybe even to win it all. Well, obviously, you win it, you get the automatic bid, but they need to go really deep to make the tournament. No, yes, you like this, don't like this.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, yeah, they got to go deep.
Right. So I also heard this stat that conference regular season winners or co-winners win 49% of tournaments.
Okay.
So, which isn't a high number considering.
I'll give you a little juice here.
Yeah.
Big East.
Yeah.
Creighton +450. Marquette +550.
No, McCulloch's probably not playing for Marquette, so I don't.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Right.
I mean, if you're looking at it, I mean, UConn. I don't know.
Probably a minus number.
Oh, yeah, they're -150.
Right.
But are you locked in on UConn?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think so?
But I don't know if they'd bother win. But on the other hand, it's at Madison Square Garden. It'd be like a home game to them. Shit. Okay.
All the rest of the conferences.
So this is you mumbling without coming.
Well, I'm trying to find the rest of the conferences.
So okay, maybe this is a primer for the NCAA tournament. Are we looking for a team that scores or a team that plays D? Because you go back to your Big 12, Baylor and BYU are scorers. Iowa State plays hardcore D to win 3 games in 3 days. You don't count on outscoring people 3 days in a row, do you?
No, but to play that level of defense for 3 days is also very exhausting. Can you play that hard?
Houston might not want to.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, they're not really going to care.
They're not losing a one seed at this point. So
I can't go more. I don't know why the ESPN app isn't, maybe because they don't have the exact seedings figured out yet, but I mean, the Big East is the biggest conference that I have here.
Really? They don't have any of the other Power 5, Power 6?
They got the AEC, Big East, Big Sky, Big South, Coastal Atlantic, NC, Northeast Conference, Patriot League, Southern Conference, Summit Conference.
Patriot League, what's it got for odds in the Patriot League? Because we're worried that Lehigh might be...
Might be what? Good?
Might be high. This morning.
I saw, yeah.
Coach was coaching us up saying Lehigh is the...
Plus 650.
Yeah. So he said, yeah. So I guess he's got the ESPN app. Yeah, what's Buck now?
Plus 1,800.
Yeah. You know the thing about the Patriot League? They play at home. It's not a neutral site thing, so... Yeah.
I mean, they probably can't afford to rent it. An arena somewhere that would be neutral.
I'm just going to let that slide and roll right by it. But it does change the nature of you picking upsets. Is
kind of like the NIT, how that kind of gets a little squirrely because if games aren't in arenas.
Well, they play on campus till the semifinals. Right. Yeah. Could be a help. I don't know what the seating is, and Lehigh gets home games going forward. But, Bucknell obviously is probably playing the last two games on the road. So,
FYI, Creighton is currently at plus 2,500 to win the entire thing.
Yeah, how much money you got on that? Units?
Just a unit.
Just a unit? 2,500, huh? Yeah.
UConn's the worst value at plus 450, and I don't think UConn's going to win it.
So here you go. Since we didn't get anywhere very far with the Big 12, because you couldn't come up with a number to know how juicy it could be, somebody put it out there. There are three lock number one seeds: Houston, UConn, Purdue.
Okay.
Them or the field?
Field.
Okay. I think I would go them, but I think I'm more famous for being chalky than you are.
Yeah, I know here in the recent years we've had a few ones, but we've also had some,
last year there weren't any ones.
Yeah, there weren't any.
Yeah.
So think about that.
Yeah, I bet it won't happen again.
Ever?
This year. One of the ones will make it.
I don't know if I'd be all that confident on that.
Yeah. The big trick is winning four games is not that hard. Winning six in a row is hard, because when you get to the fifth and the sixth game, you're probably playing teams that are really good. And if you're a one seed, you open with a six. Don't say anything to me. You open with a 16. Yep. Should. Then you play an 8 or a 9.
Yep.
You should be them. Then you play a 4 if the seeding holds, and we know how often 4s don't make it. So you're to the Elite 8, and you're like, well, maybe you play a 2, maybe you play a 3. Maybe you play somebody.
You play a 6 or whatever that made it through.
Right.
Like Cinderella.
Right. So point is, it's easier for one to get all the way to the final four.
Wait. Are you kidding me? You're telling me there's an advantage to being the one seed?
No, hold it. Hold it. Let me think about this. I'm not sure. I'm just wondering. While I'm having this, I'm also thinking.
It's like
can you get more people in a bigger building?
It's like there's a reason we have seating.
Well, okay, but you're always doing this to me when I think I'm being insightful, and I'm repeating somebody who thought they were being insightful. But I thought it was a good point.
Yes,
it is. You don't really think about how much easier the line is for one If you're a four, you're effed from the beginning because you might not even win the first game.
Yeah.
And then the second game, you're playing a 4-5. And you know how tight that could be.
Yeah, but look at, like, you take a Kentucky team that can put up some numbers.
Yeah.
And has decent defense.
That's not this Kentucky team.
No. But, you know, they go Appalachian State, potentially, as it's currently set up. Appy State, and then Clemson. I don't think Clemson's a five.
Clemson's a five, you know what you're looking at?
Yeah. Which may not make it past Princeton.
Right.
So I think, you know, Kentucky could give, as a four, could give the ones some issues.
So what you're looking at, whose bracket are they in? What one are they playing?
Purdue.
Are they playing Purdue?
Auburn would be as the four in the East bracket. They would go up against UConn.
UConn, destroy them.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. I think Auburn might be a metric cheater.
Yeah. Alabama would play Houston.
Oh. Killed.
Absolutely. I don't know. Yeah. I would like to see that game.
Oh. Alabama, they want to score 90 on Alabama.
And this current bracket has Tennessee as the one.
Yeah.
And they would face Illinois, which in this bracket, which Tennessee would mop Illinois, I think.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess. I don't think
I think the only game that is even remotely interesting in those 1-4 seeds would be, in my opinion, Houston-Alabama.
Houston-Alabama is a good game because it's a contrast.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a rock fight against the gunslingers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. And, of course, the danger of that is the rock fighters can't stop the gunslingers and they get to go home.
I'm curious. Yes. Is Michigan State currently in?
Yeah. Maybe a 10 seed.
As an 8 seed.
They're up to 8.
In this bracket.
8.
So here you go.
Yeah.
I'll ask you one of your crazy hypotheticals.
Yeah. I like hypotheticals.
I know you do.
Yeah.
What is...
Okay, who are they playing in the first game? 8-9 game.
Florida Atlantic.
Oh, they beat them.
But then they play Houston. They don't beat Houston. But that's not... I'm not even... I'm questioning whether or not they get in.
Yeah, they get in. They won the other day. If they had lost the other day at home, they would... and lose to IU tomorrow. They'd have been on a 5-game losing streak. They beat Northwestern shorthanded.
So what is their...
Yeah.
What's their key to getting in this tournament?
What have they done?
Yeah. Because you're convinced. I mean, we agree. IU has no chance, right?
Right.
Okay. So if IU beats them tomorrow...
Yeah.
They're both 10-10
yeah.
in the conference.
Yeah.
They both have a 18-13 record.
Yeah. But you don't have the net up.
Who did?
I think it's on ESPN.
If you look at the net, they don't do net on ESPN, do they?
They don't. Where were you at? The answer to the question is they have a very good net rating, like 25th in the country, and nobody in the top 30 has ever missed the field, I think, since they've done the net. I have the net on my laptop, but I'm not logged in, so.
I know, just these
fucking... I'll give you a minute. And IU's like, is IU 70th in the net? Something like that? So that is the difference, that their quad one and quad two numbers and how much they've beaten people by are significantly different. But I see your point.
So, CBS has them on the 9 line, not the 8.
Yeah.
Their net is 23.
Yeah, that's about what I said.
Their non-conference strength of schedule is 38.
Well, I'm surprised it's that high. Played a lot of big teams, so what's...
I don't know how to find Indiana's net.
just type net in, NCAA net. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but this is, when you ask this question, Iowa asked this question, and Minnesota was asking this question, because, you know, they were both ahead of them in the standings in the Big Ten, but Michigan State was a sure in, and they were, you know, not even the top eight looking in. And but the answer is yes.
So, but my question to you is, if Michigan State loses tomorrow,
yeah,
loses the first game of the Big Ten tournament,
yeah, there's Nets still going to be in the 30s, and they're going.
I think they're going to have to be awfully bubbly. Bubbly.
Well, they'll be bubbly, but they'll be going. Where did you find IU on the net yet?
No, I'm probably going to have to do a lot of scrolling here.
Yeah. Didn't you scroll down to 70?
I mean, Iowa is the first four out.
Yeah.
And they're 57th in net.
It's just too high. They need to win against Illinois and then win a couple games in the Big Ten, which might get them in the 40s. And then you might be doing something. Hey, shit the bed.
IU is 95.
95, yeah. They ain't going. they can always win the Big Ten tournament. Wake Forest stormed the court 2 weeks ago. Yeah, 2 weeks ago. And Kyle Filipowski beat them all up on the floor of the, while they were storming.
I didn't see that.
No, neither did anybody else.
Oh.
They have not won since.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well. So they play themselves in, beating Duke at home, and have lost three games to non-tournament teams since then.
That's not good.
Really? And they lost to Notre Dame.
That's really not good.
Right. They lost the other night to Georgia Tech. Yeah, they shit the bed, man. Shit the bed. So, what are we doing? We're betting Creighton at plus 2,500. Is that what it is to win the NCAA? You're taking a flyer on Baylor to win the Big 12 tournament.
Yeah, I think that's a good...
Baylor in the Big 12. And how much money are you putting on Ohio State in the Big Ten tournament?
Zero.
Zero.
I wouldn't bet on Ohio State with your money.
Oh, that's good to know. Good to know. Ohio State. All right. So, where are you taking me to dinner tonight?
Maybe we'll go to Romero's.
Is that Tex-Mex or barbecue?
It's mainly Mexican. I would hardly call it Tex-Mex. Uh-huh. It's mostly Mexican.
Is that right? Do they have Hispanic attacks on the menu?
We might even meet Abuela tonight.
Really?
Do you know what Abuela means in Spanish?
No.
It's grandmother. She still does a lot of the prep and everything for the food that they make there. It's a family-owned company. It's legit. It's a lot of fun.
This may be the funniest line of the show. I thought you were admitting to a girlfriend, and I was wondering how this is. The term "dick" was probably, there was going to be a satchel full of Richards thrown around if this was the case. Well, John, this has been fun. I will point out for those of you who aren't watching on YouTube that John is not wearing a Nucor shirt today. Yeah. For the first time in a long time, he is wearing a t-shirt that says Yeti, because John is the man who got me into Yetis once upon a time. So the Yeti company is thankful to you, and I hope you get a kickback.
I don't.
No?
I don't even buy Yetis anymore.
Well, once you have several, why do you buy more?
You can never have enough Yeti cups. Or Yeti style cups.
Huh. This is going back to the Stanley thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't own a single Stanley.
No, but you're collecting a different brand.
Well, we have Arctics and we have Camelbacks and we have Yetis and we have, I don't know, there's another one out there.
Is there another one out there? Yeah.
Polar Bears.
Do you have their t-shirts? No. Okay. Well, bro. Love you, bro. This has been fun.
Yeah.
It's been different. I wonder what it's going to sound like.
Hopefully it sounds good. I'm sure we'll get critique from Sean.
Well, I'm sure there will be, yeah. Yeah. And we're open. Our friend Josh has a good quick recovery. And yes. It isn't as bad an injury as he thought it was. I don't remember. What was he doing? High jumping? Is that what I remember hearing?
I thought he was practicing his 40-yard dash takeoff.
Is that what it was? Yeah. He was at the combine.
He was at the Little
League combine. Yeah. Trying to throw up a number and make a few mil. Yeah. There you go. All right, Josh, get better. All right. Love you, bro.
Love you, bro.